the reason for getting angry is the thoughts which you create, whether they are the right thoughts or the wrong thoughts, but they are not fulfilled. Then also anger comes. For example, you want that whenever there is a conference, whenever there is a big function, a big program, I must get a role. After all, when will we get a chance then? We are also serviceable. We do this, we do that. When will you get a chance? So now this is your desire, and you also signal to your seniors, but maybe you are not given a chance in spite of telling. Then at that time you get upset, you get irritated, don't you? Maybe you may not get very angry, you may not speak bitter words, but if someone refuses your offer, you have waste thoughts about that one, don't you? Will you have waste thoughts? Then is that purity? It's not purity, is it? To offer yourself, to give your ideas, to tell your views, well, for that everyone is allowed, everyone is permitted. But those ideas or thoughts should not be converted into desire. When thoughts are converted into desire, then irritation comes, or sometimes even angry words are spoken, and sometimes even hands and legs are used. They start beating one another. So, to give your idea in a very selfless way is okay. There shouldn't be selfishness while giving the idea that I've said it and therefore it should be done. That should not be the way. You may give your offer. That's not wrong. But don't go into too many questions of why and why not. Then what happens? There is jealousy, there is hatred, then all these vices come one after the other. Therefore, if you have made a promise to keep up to purity, then then any type of attraction or attachment or desire, even that is part of impurity. You may give your idea, that's fine, but your selfless idea or view will definitely work. But if there is selfishness in your offer, or if your offer is based on jealousy, will lead you to anger.